And the names of the other contenders are not to be released by the committee for 50 years. But the names of also-rans do circulate from those who nominated them. And we're going to talk now about some of those in contention who did not win this year. We're joined from Oslo by Christian Berg Harpviken. He's head of the International Peace Research Institute there, which lists possible winners each year. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And first, I wonder if Barack Obama was on your radar screen at all this year.
He certainly was on my radar screen. I was aware that he most likely was nominated, but I did not think that he was a very likely candidate. Even yesterday night, as the rumor started circulating in Oslo that Obama may be the winner, I found it very hard to believe. And normally the committee is also tight-lipped, so those rumors are not necessarily to be paid great attention to.
Well, if Barack Obama you didn't think was a likely winner, who were you thinking would win the prize this year?
I had three likely winners on my list, which is admittedly speculative because it's always hard to know. And of course, there were 205 candidates altogether.
Yeah.
But my three candidates were the following. First of all, Piedad Córdoba, the Colombian senator who has played a key role in the release of hostages held by the FARC guerrilla.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the Jordanian prince, Ghazi al-Muhammad, who has taken several important initiatives within the Islamic world. The Amman Initiative, which speaks out against the misuse of religion in defense of terrorism. Also the Common Word, which is a platform for reaching out to other world faiths, Christianity in particular. And my third candidate was Seema Seymour, the Afghan human rights activist, who is currently also the head of the Afghan Independent Human Rights Commission, as well as the UN Special Envoy on Human Rights to Darfur.
How does the Nobel Committee balance years when it may want to make a political statement in its choice, if you look at the choices of Aung San Suu Kyi, say, or the Dalai Lama, or avoiding making a political statement? For example, this year they did not choose a Chinese dissident who had been named, the dissident Hu Jia.
Well, it's a very particular year in 2009. Two of the five members of the committee are new appointees. They are sitting members of the Norwegian Parliament until, in fact, the very day today when the announcement is being made. And I do think that that makes it particularly unattractive for the committee to draw attention to its independence by provoking a powerful regime such as the Chinese one this very year.
Could you say that by choosing President Obama, in a sense, the committee is making a political statement?
Well, awarding the prize to President Obama is certainly very daring. It is daring in the sense that it is throwing the weight of the prize behind unfolding processes rather than rewarding anybody for past achievements, as the Nobel Peace Prize has very much done in the past. But it's not daring in the sense of provoking powerful governments or powerful interests. In that sense, it's a rather uncontroversial prize.
Well, Mr. Harpviken, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
That's Christian Berg Harpviken. He's head of the International Peace Research Institute in Oslo.